Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Bumper Shoot, covering life's chaos with humor and heart. Charity here with Rhonda.
Hello.
And Tracy.
Hi.
And today we have a guest. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
We have my sister Brandy here today.
Hello.
Yay. Hi, Brandy.
Brandy's very intimidated by the mic, like the girls have been. But you know what? Today is the first day that we have all the sounds nailed. We don't have any skipping. Everything's working. Everyone has a mic. Everyone has headphones. We have come a long way in 4 weeks, you guys. So excited. So proud of us. You know, we've just been figuring it out as we go, but we're figuring it out. So this is exciting. All right, so the last couple of weeks we've been talking about me as a child and growing up and all the things, kind of giving a background, laying the groundwork for, oh yeah, sorry, Rhonda reminded me we have to shout out Poggioliano Wine, our sponsors for our weekly wine. Thank you, Poggioliano. Okay, that's what we were talking about, like the feedback and the things, like I sniffed before I talked. So Rhonda's like, you know, I know how you do when you did. I could hear it, but it is what it is, guys. Sorry. I don't know why I sniffed before I talk.
It's organic.
Anyway, so we've been just trying to lay like the groundwork, I don't know what you call it, but kind of like the lay out the path of how I got to where I am today as far as why I do what I do, which we haven't even talked about why I do what we do. But last week we had on Mom, so that was exciting. She was funny because she listened to the podcast and was like, you know, you're missing all these stories anyway. All the fun points of your stories. And I'm like, well, this is just really my perspective. I'm not really asking, like, I'm not doing a lot of research. I'm just basing all my storytelling off of what I remember. So anyway, that's why I thought it'd be fun to have Brandy on, because, you know, in a household, you have two different perspectives. When you grow up, you could be born to the same house, yet be totally different. And, you know, your views are different as far as like what happened and scenarios and things like that. So, but also Brandy, you know, she's the one sibling that I actually grew up in the house full time with. And so Brandy probably knows me better than anybody. I don't know if I'm going to let her share everything there is to know about me, but I just wanted to like bring you in and kind of share some stories that we have with each other, and also share some significant times in our lives and our relationship that can maybe help others with theirs. So I will get emotional because I always get emotional.
No.
When I think of my sister and I talk about her. Because I just love her so much. So anyway, look at me.
I love you too.
I'm excited.
Don't, because
you need to get a box of tissues.
I know. Anyway, so Bran, I just kind of wanted to first, like, you know, being born into the family, obviously don't remember when you were an infant, but kind of like your perspective of me and our sisterhood and stuff is like from when you can, as far back as you can remember, maybe.
Oh God, this is so like on the spot.
Yeah, we don't rehearse anything.
No,
so just so you know,
we don't. This has been my life with my sister. Everything seems to be spontaneous with her, and I'm a planner, so this is way out of my comfort zone. However, from what I remember, I don't know, just there's a lot of memories that I was being young. I don't actually have many memories of like that stand out to me. I don't know if it was just because I was younger and just probably your little duckling kind of behind you. I don't know, but more of my memories that I can like put my finger on is more of when I was older and could, all I do remember is always wanting to be like you.
So cute.
Don't make me cry, but I have to be honest on this. But I always like, you were always, I looked up to you. And I think a lot of it is because we are so alike in some ways, but we are very different in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Like this and all the things and standing up on stage. And I do a lot of things that I would never do for anybody else. But that's kind of like, I kind of wish, I guess my little in my other life, I would maybe be more like that, but
your other life that you're going to have someday?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you could kind of,
like... if you could do it over.
If I could do it over, I would want to be like that, but I'm not. And I...
Same.
I have come out of my box and out of my shell a little bit with some things that she's had me do, but I'd like to retreat back. But anyways, I'm more of, like, always wanted to be like you. And it also helped that she was so outgoing, had a lot of friends, had a lot of, like, because she put herself out there all the time. And I was shy. I wasn't super shy, but once I was comfortable, I was in. But she could talk to anybody, walk up to anybody. So I kind of would, like, just be in her shadow of that. However, the sport that I chose of gymnastics took me away a lot during our years of growing up. I was gone all the time.
Yeah.
I'm gone probably from, like, when I leave to when I got home was about 5 to 6 hours an evening. So during all those extra times that you typically would have all these interactions with your sister, because we lived in the same household, I didn't have a lot of those during the week because I was very busy all the time. And it was like my whole life. So all the way through high school, when she graduated, I only went to my junior year. I ended up quitting, but she was already done with high school and on to her life. So what I do remember, obviously, was all the extra things. And she would throw her own birthday parties.
I still do.
And you still do.
That's awesome.
But yeah, she hasn't changed. Even though, like, you might plan for stuff like that, she puts it at a whole nother level, as we all have experienced that know her. And so all those things, like, I don't wish that I would stand up on stage and sing for my 50th birthday. Like, I would, that's not what I'm saying. No. But there is just a lot of things I wish that I could just be a little bit more free and not care what people think. And I don't know if maybe part of that gymnastics could have maybe brought that into me. Everything was about perfection and, like, you know, everything had a plan and you work for this and gymnastics is all about perfection. They look at everything about your toe pointed and your leg straightened. So I don't know if that's maybe what's had shaped me a bit of, I don't feel like I'm a perfectionist, but when it comes to what people think of me, I find myself being a little bit more, not as I got older, but as a kid, I was always worried about what people thought of me. And I also, it was my identity that I had that was the only thing in the shadow, like, I wasn't a shadow of, because I had gymnastics and she had everything else.
Well, and mom's story, it touched on that. It was very funny because that was the thing that was hardest for me was you finding your own identity and kind of having something that I couldn't really be a part of except for spectator, you know?
Yeah, which isn't a whole lot for gymnastic spectators anyways, because you compete for 5 minutes in a 3-hour session. So, and she would go, but she stayed back a lot too because I would go all weekend. And it's like, as a parent of athletes now, I get it. God bless her for even showing up at all, because, like, now, like, only you think about, like, how boring is that? But it's support, and obviously your family needs to support you and stuff, but it was my only, that was, like, my identity, because, like, as we were growing up, more, like, things come a little bit more vivid. Obviously, in high school, you're kind of becoming your own person and whatever, but it was always still, I was always her shadow in the fact that, like, I was called Pint Eyes.
Yes.
I was called. Then Half Pint. Then I was Little Camilla. I won't share the other nickname.
No, you can. It's funny because I was well in doubt on top. And they used to call me
Camellas.
Our maiden name is Camilla. And so they'd call me Camellans. And then
then I was Little Camellans. And obviously being a gymnast, I had no body fat. So I had nothing at the time. And so I always had these nicknames. I kind of graduated into these names. Pint Size was my smallest name. Then I was always like Little Camilla or Little Charity. I even was like Trash Can my first day of freshman year. Not mean, why they weren't being mean, but like, we had those at Temecula Valley. At Temecula Valley, they had at the time, it was a dirt parking lot with those trash cans, like, you see in the hood, kind of, like, right?
Yeah.
They're dirty and they're gross. They're like, they're not covered with like a little flap thing. It's like they're open. So they put me in feet first, but I literally ran for my life. The football players thought it would be really funny. All her friends.
How mean.
And it wasn't.
It was out of love.
It was out of love. They just wanted to kind of make a thing.
They loved her.
It was always like I just was always. And then she was, I mean, I'm kind of fast forwarding everything, which is probably good because I can tell stories for
days. We're sisters, guys.
But like, even like, she was homecoming queen, and she had like, also, I guess another nickname I had for her was Cindy Mancini from Can't Buy Me Love. Because she drove that same car. Everybody wanted to be Charity or be like Charity. And I was living, like, it was always Charity, Charity, Charity. But when it came to gymnastics, I had my own thing. And I was good at it, which was nice because I had something that
you could call
I could
own.
Call my own and be happy about the fact that, like, and it was fun. I liked the fact that, but it was also was not a high school sport. I did club, so I didn't have like my peers seeing what I did, except for a couple, Chris Carrera and other friends that would come watch and
he
stuff.
He still comes and watches all the sports.
I know, I love it.
Kind of true friend.
Totally. Such a good friend. So kind of like, I guess, I don't know where, if I even went off on a tangent, but basically kind of all those things are what I... It just was always, it wasn't a bad thing. I didn't have like a jealousy, like a bad jealousy feeling. I just wanted
to be
like my big sister.
And she was always so like supportive and kind. It was me who was jealous.
Which I learned when. I only learned this.
Yeah, I told.
Pretty recently. And I was like, are you, what?
What were you jealous of?
Well, so when Brandy started gymnastics and she really shined, I was very proud of her, you know, and I would watch her. But, you know, I think that when you grow up and as the center of attention, and like my mom said, you know, demand, like she's like, you commanded attention, but you also sometimes demanded. And I think what you're not used to sharing it. And so, but it was less that she got attention and more that our world had to revolve around gymnastics because the time there was no local gyms. My parents were driving her, our parents were driving her to Escondido. And then gymnastics meets, like they
all weekend.
Went to all the gymnastics meets and then I had a choice, I could go or stay home, but I was kind of getting lost in that. That's what I felt like, I wasn't, but that's what I felt like. And so, and I didn't really know at the time that's what was going on, but mom was saying how she didn't realize that I did this. I would like, beat Brandy up. I'd like sit on her and beat her up, and then she'd cry out for mom, and I'd be like, shh, don't tell mom I love you, I love you, and I'd kiss her all over.
And true.
You were just telling one of the girls about that today.
Yeah, because she was, well, one of the ones, I don't know why I remember this one so vividly, but she was so mad at me for something, and she would grab my arm and like clawed me with her nails and left marks on my arms. And I would start to cry, and then she would pet me really heavily and go on my shoulder. She's like, stop crying. Okay, I love you. Don't tell mom. Now, honestly, and I said this to my daughter, honestly, 9 out of 10 times, I would not tell mom.
Yeah, she didn't.
I listened to her, which is probably why I do the things I do for her now. But as soon as I like looked at her cross-eyed, she'd go off and tell mom on me all the time. And she would rap me out.
Charity.
I know. That was more jealousy. Yeah. It was more, you know.
Didn't have a lot to do. I was kind of a goody two-shoes when it came. Because my mom, somehow, even before all these phones and all this tracking mechanism and all that, mom was the iPhone.
She was.
She figured everything out.
The eye in the sky.
Yeah.
Like, how did she know everything all?
She was very attentive to what was going on. So I was scared of my own shadow. So I didn't try a lot of things. So it wasn't a lot to get mad about. But like, she snuck out one time when we were, how old were you?
I hadn't told that yet.
Oh.
It's okay. I think it was in like freshman year of high school for me. Remember, because we used to stay in the trailer when Grandma and Papa came.
That's right.
So I snuck out. I'll elaborate on that, but
yeah,
I won't take your time to do that.
Well, it was funny just because that was an opportunity to just throw her under the bus, even though she cried the whole time that she got, she snuck out.
I did.
Well, back up real quick. We only had a 3-bedroom house at the time. And so when my grandparents would come stay in our room for the 3 months they would come at a time, we were in like a trailer out
Friends
back,
trailer,
like a
yeah.
like a motorhome, not a motorhome, but like
a trailer. A
camper trailer.
Yeah.
And so we would, that's where we were. We'd just go out to the back and that's where we'd sleep or whatever. But it was easy. Any other kid would have snuck out every day. But
yeah.
We were pretty good kids, I would say.
Well, and our parents trusted us.
They trusted us.
And that was my conviction.
Totally. But she hopped over the fence. She snuck out. And
she
I didn't know at the time, but she...
Well, she was in bed sleeping.
I didn't know at the time that
no,
you did
you
that,
didn't.
But I did find out that you did that. And I could have totally thrown her under the bus. We didn't tell mom for... like years.
That's so
and when we told her, because she totally trusted us and had this like really, really high, like, I mean, she rightfully so. She really trusted that we didn't do anything wrong. And that's not a big deal, but she cried when
she cried after like 9 years later. She's like, I knew I shouldn't have made you sleep in that trailer. We were like, it's fine. Charity cried the whole time they brought her back because it was not fun to have it was not fun to have her out there. So but yeah, I don't know. I went off on a tangent
on
that.
That's
those are all the things that she just kind of.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know why.
My jealousy came out in that way mostly, but then I was the proud. Here I'm gonna cry again. I was the proudest one in the audience when I watched her perform. So yeah, it just.
I didn't know that.
I was so proud and well. Yeah.
She was I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but Brandy was a badass in
she
gymnastics.
Was. She was
I watched a video that your mom or dad posted, and I was in awe of you and could not believe what I was even watching.
Oh,
because
thanks.
I played, or I did gymnastics when I was younger, too, and it's
okay.
Tough.
Yeah.
And you
yes.
were amazing.
Thank
so.
You.
She was. They named a beam move after you. Well, no, but they name it, but... Didn't you have your own, like, you were the only one that
well,
did
you
it
can't get it. You can't get it officially named unless you compete in an international meet.
Oh.
But I was the reverse planche was
done.
Someone else says
yes.
had done it, but not many people did it, especially at a younger age. And so that's what I did on beam. So it was kind of my skill.
But you put your toe to your head. That's where it was just yours.
Okay, yeah, but I did not compete at that level to be able to have it. Officially named either way, but like a lot of people didn't do that particular skill very often. Just it was a lot of flexibility, which kills me to even look at pictures now because my back is not,
back
I can't even bend now. But anyway, so yeah, it was. But
then
was,
you went to level 10.
Yeah,
completed nationally.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
So
that
yeah, and if
it.
You're local and have ever been in Sega Gymnastics, Brandy's name's painted on the wall.
That's all I have to show for it. But it's there.
At Sega
the
Gymnastics.
Oh,
and
that's
Gymnastics.
Awesome. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, how many years were you in gymnastics then?
I started when I was 8, and then I went to junior year of high school.
Okay. So
I had injuries that caused, like, I love to compete, and 2 years in a row I had injuries that caused me not to compete. And so then I was like, do I want to keep doing that? And I wanted to do it in college initially and stuff, but everything was very different than it is now. Everything is very about recruitment and, you know, the buildup and all that stuff. And we were kind of babies in it. Like Sega was baby.
Yeah.
You know, like gymnastics club for like that. We had a couple people go, but it wasn't as big as it is now. And I just kind of got burnt out on all the work for nothing kind of thing. And so I ended up getting involved in my senior year of high school. I ended up doing song leading and cause we could tumble.
Which is a cheer that like does dance moves more than
you cheer on the
today
sideline.
They don't have it. They have dance and they have cheer, but
back
in our day,
they do it. Our
there was
high school,
cheer
my kids.
And song.
Yeah.
So you would do the same moves, but you had like a
dance
move with it.
Yeah. And the halftime is like
instead
music,
of sharp,
not
yeah.
cheering or whatever. So.
So you did song and then you did cheer.
I did
not together though.
I did cheer my freshman sophomore year. I took my junior year off and then I did song my senior year.
Okay. And then
yeah.
you did song.
Just senior year, yeah, because I just wanted to get involved in school. I couldn't do, the only involvement I could do in high school was the talent show because I had no time to do any other sport or anything else because gymnastics took me away from everything. So that was like the only time anyone even saw what I did was at the talent show. I did gymnastics.
And
obviously.
Then everyone was like, what?
But,
that's
yeah.
what you do.
So that was, I did that because you could tumble. And I felt like, you know, that would be kind of give me a little bit of a fix and stuff. And I'm glad because I got to have that involvement in high school. And a lot
yeah,
of times.
For your senior
you just,
year. That
yeah,
was important.
But that was
you touched on. But my senior year was your sophomore year.
That's right.
And that year that I won homecoming queen, you were a princess in the homecoming score. So that was really special.
That was fun.
We have the cutest picture of her hugging me after I won. Oh. Remember that one?
Yeah, it's in the yearbook.
It was so cute.
That's
cute. Yeah, that was really cool.
Your parents must have been so proud.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
They're very proud parents. Anyway, I mean, I feel like we could move a pen and they'd be like, oh, look at how great they did their pen. They are our biggest fans.
But it is funny because when she was in high school and like I said, always looking up to her and stuff, when I say Cindy Mancini, and if anyone knows Can't Buy Me Love, which a lot of people do, it was so charity. And then for her to be, I'm like, yeah, my sister drove a white Cabriolet convertible. She was a cheerleader. She was homecoming queen. I was like, as I start to listen, you're just kind of like, it's like straight out of a movie of the high school experience, right?
Yeah.
Like any sort of high school thing. So,
it was a small town.
But yeah, it was a small town. Well, you were also, let's not forget, your freshman year, there wasn't even a homecoming because the school was too young. Because there was nobody coming home, so they called it a fall festival instead of homecoming, and she was princess her freshman year as well. And yeah, I know. This is what I had to follow. Yeah, you see?
That's hard.
Anyone can do it. You just have to.
Well, in a small town, too, that homecoming, all that stuff is a big deal in a little town. Yeah. Maybe in some other cities, it's not a big of a deal, but it was kind of what was exciting here, because that's when they made floats. Homecoming.
I miss that.
I know.
I miss that. You can't, when TV put in the new field
and the track,
they wouldn't let cars on the track anymore. And they stopped doing.
Because it used to be dirt around.
Yeah, but it's sad. We used to do full on
floats.
We won.
Like paper mache.
In my senior year, we had the best float. It was
they would have it in some warehouse, and anybody in your grade could kind of go in, and then you go with your little pencil and your square piece of paper mache and glue all the little pieces
stuff
on.
All the chicken wire.
Yeah. And they throw candy from it, and every class had its own float. It just was
that
so
was
fun.
Cool.
I know, that was fun.
Yeah.
But I wish they still did that.
I know. There's
I think
of
the kids would embrace it if they could do it.
We have that at my high school, too. I loved it.
It was a different time. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's so many liabilities and stuff now that everybody's afraid to do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I was telling them how I had, was I telling you guys on, on an episode that, how I had acne?
Yes.
And how Brandy, Brandy called me pizza face.
she did tell us that.
And I was like, but I didn't even realize that I had it that bad.
She did not. She did not know she had it that bad.
And I was like,
she also.
I look back now, I'm like, oh my gosh, it was really bad.
And maybe I called you pizza face because I needed you to be more bothered by it. I don't know.
Probably.
She was not bothered at all. She also, in eighth grade, they went to, I don't know where you went before.
Disneyland.
Which caused, so they went somewhere,
maybe camp?
I don't know. Somewhere where she was in the sun, and she ended up with blisters all over her lips.
The infantigo.
It was all over her lips, and so she goes to Disneyland for the eighth grade graduation thing. Most kids would probably not show up or hide until it's gone. Like me when I get a cold sore. I try to hide. She not only just went and could care less, she went into that hat shop and got a hat that said lips on it and owned it.
That's what Rhonda was
I would
dying.
Never, ever own that like that. That's where I wish I could be more like that.
Right.
My older daughter is probably a little more like that.
Yeah.
She'll own anything.
She is.
She'll own anything. She doesn't care.
Yeah, who
but,
does that?
I mean, so same thing with her face. She didn't even care. I mean, everybody goes out with, a lot of kids have acne and stuff, but she just didn't. She didn't let it phase her, and I think it's wonderful because you don't want them to be all self-conscious. Some things you can't help, right? And so, but she just, when you look back, you're like, I didn't even remember how bad it was.
I know, I can't
and,
believe
it. But she didn't really care.
That's amazing.
She didn't care. It's funny.
So Brandy was talking about how she learned something just recently, but we didn't say what it was, so I wanted to share how. So, Brandy, she really gained her confidence in gymnastics. It brought her, she used to hide behind mom's dresses. She wouldn't talk to people. And mom kind of touched on that, talking about the differences between Brandy and I and how, the same house, the same two parents, but so opposite as all of our kids are. And
100%.
And she, but once she gained her confidence, you know, she was getting attention at gymnastics, but then after she graduated, I don't know, but you used to get in, you used to go country dancing, country western dancing all the time.
All the time.
Back then, I mean, if you go to the Stampede now, you do see a little bit of this, but back then it was like super tight jeans and, you know, like crop tops. I guess it's the same now.
Yeah,
actually. And so Brandy would, she didn't still live in town, but I did. And then she would come and visit and go out dancing or whatever. And I remember this one time that, she was at the house and she asked me, like, she would ask me, what do you think? How do you think this looks? Like, I don't do that. I still don't do that to this day. I don't ask, but that's a very normal, common thing that people will be like, do you like this? How does this look? You know, but Brandy would ask me all the time, you know, how does this look? And she'd be like super, I mean, she, her body was just perfect figure and she looked great. She looked, but I'm like, she can see in the mirror that she looks great. Why does she keep asking me, how does it look? How does it look? And it bugged me. I was like, she's totally fishing for compliments. And so I was like stubborn in my brain. I'm like, I'm like, it's fine.
I don't even remember this, by the way.
Of course not, because it wasn't as significant as it was to me.
I do that all the time.
But, well, and you have to remember like how I felt like growing up, you know, like once the world started in my mind revolving around her, it's like, you know, and it didn't, not that it continued after gymnastics, but, you know, she gained a lot of confidence and she was not shy Brandy anymore. And you're still like, she's come out of her shell a ton, even though there's things you won't do, you're still way more outgoing than you were then. So anyway, she had all this confidence and she's asking me how she looks. And I'm thinking, you obviously can see that you look great. But I never said that. I would just go, yeah, that's fine. And I would just carry on. And this one time, she like, I mean, literally, she looked knockout. Like, she was going dancing. And I was so frustrated that time. And I, at the time, was going to a counselor for something else I'll tell you about later. But I said to the counselor, I said, you know, it really bugs me that my sister's always asking me for compliments. She's always like fishing for compliments, asking me how she looks and da 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 da. And I'm just like all annoyed. And my counselor, Debbie, looked at me and she goes, did you ever think you're the one person she needs compliments from? I missed a key part. Everyone gave her compliments all the time. So that was my thing. It's like she gets compliments all the time. She knows she looks good. But she said, did you ever think you're the one person she needs compliments from? And I just was like, ugh. And I just totally started crying. And then I just told Freddie this like a couple weeks ago. But I said, so Debbie goes, why don't you just compliment her? And I'm like, okay. So the next time I was around her, I complimented her. And that was the last time she fished for a compliment from me. I mean, it was like she really just wanted to know, you know, you have your big sibling. I had big sisters, but I didn't grow up with them in the house like constantly.
Well,
I was older.
We're only 2 years apart, too.
Yeah, right? We're only 2 years apart. They're 5 and 6 years older than us.
Yeah.
And during my older years, they were adults out in the world, you know, so it was just different timing and stuff. I know that so many times the younger sibling, you know, looks up to the older one, and you don't really see things from that perspective if you're in it, you know, if you're the older
one. Well, and you're young, you don't know to have that.
So I felt like that was a really, like, healing time for me, and I saw her differently. Like, now I don't, you know, from that point on, it wasn't that she was fishing for compliments. She just wants her older sister's approval.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really significant.
I did not subconsciously do that. I don't even remember, like, doing that.
Well, and
I would do it with, like, a girlfriend. Hey, how's this look? Or whatever. But I don't remember, I did not think of the fact that I needed her approval, but I guess.
Yeah, and
I
sometimes
did.
Most of the time, things like that aren't, like, conscious. It's more of a subconscious thing. Anyway, but, you know, after, I think I moved out of the house after I graduated. You were still in the house. And we kind of had some time, like, we kind of had some years that we weren't as, like, with together and spent as much time together. But then, as we got older, I think we lived together as adults for
a little bit. We did for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh. And,
for a little bit.
Oh, and wait, let's tell about the dogs.
I was just going to say, we made some really stupid decisions.
Yes, we did. our stupidest. Sorry to all the dog lovers out there. Just forgive us in advance. But we didn't do anything harmful. But
no. But
we were down at the time, the Escondido Mall was the closest mall. So we went down the mall. We were shopping in the mall. And you know that song, "How much is that doggy in the window?" Well, they had the pet store there, and we walked by, and there's this little blue-eyed husky.
Aww.
Oh, so cute puppy. And so Brandy and I were like, oh my gosh, we had one dog growing up that lived at the dad's store.
Yeah. Let's not forget we were in a two-bedroom apartment.
Yes,
we were not in a house.
Yes, we were with a balcony.
With the balcony, yeah.
A little tiny balcony. So we were like, we wanted this dog. Well, they tell us that you could finance the dog. It was like $1,400 or something.
It was so dumb.
And we were like, we can finance a dog? So what did we do? We financed the dog.
Oh, you did, Charity?
Yes. And we brought that dog home.
We were like 18 and 20, though.
Yeah.
We were not.
And we never had a dog, like indoor dog and all that. So we bring that dog home.
It's
and we're not allowed to have dogs at our apartment.
And it's going to grow to be really big.
Yes.
Obviously. It's not a little loud.
And it's a puppy, so it barks and it scratches and it's destroying things in the house. And then we would have to go to work. So we would put it out on the balcony.
Oh, my goodness.
During the day. And then it would yap all day.
So stupid.
I'm surprised. We did not get in trouble from the apartment complex.
No, we didn't.
Nobody ratted on us, but
we ratted on ourselves.
We were like, how long did we have that sweet little thing?
I think it might have been
a week.
Maybe a few.
Maybe.
It might have lasted a few. Maybe two?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Like,
I tried to block it out. I'm just kidding.
Dad came out to visit. And we were telling about the saga, but now we don't know what to do with this dog, this poor dog, but now we financed it.
Didn't we try to return it?
I'm just a mother.
I couldn't remember.
So Dad goes, Dad.
Oh, that's right.
Dad probably. Forgive him, too. But
oh, gosh.
He says, well, take the dog back. I'm like, you can't take the dog back. You can't return a dog. And he's like, yes, you can. And he said, so he goes, come take it. So we get in our car.
He said, if you leave it.
Well, he said, if they touch it, they accept it back. So
we go
into the pet store and he puts the dog on the counter and lets go of it. So of course the lady has to grab it because it's up on the counter. So he's like, just turn around and walk away. And I'm like, so we turn up and the lady's like, excuse me, you cannot leave this dog here. And he's like, let's go. I'm like, we can't do this. So I don't remember.
We went
back and got the dog, but I don't think we told Dad.
No, I don't think we did either.
But did we leave it there and then they called us and I think we kind of claimed that Dad was insane. We're like, we're sorry, our dad. Oh, we didn't go in the pet store. He did it.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't remember dropping the dog off.
No, he went in the pet store. So when they called me, I was like, sorry, he's a little cuckoo and don't worry, we're coming to get the dog. So we went back and got the dog. And then thank goodness, Nikki Smith from Sega, one of the gymnasts there, they had tons of dogs and property. And so we were selling the dog to pay off our loan for the dog.
Oh my God.
And graciously, Nikki's family bought the dog back from us. So we were able to pay our loan back and we learned
in love with that dog.
Yeah. And she was their bait. They bred her.
They did they?
Yeah. Yeah. And we got, like, Nikki would give us pictures.
Yeah, she would send pictures before Facebook happened, you know.
It's like we had an open adoption.
But they love that dog. And the dog lived for a long time, like 15 years or so.
Yeah.
So
with them?
She ended up with a great home, and was very much loved. And not that we didn't love her, but we just didn't have a life
just
for her.
Not a problem.
It wasn't fair to her that we had nowhere for her to go.
We didn't know what we were doing.
So that was a very mature dog owner decision to get to a better home.
So eventually,
hey, thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
I agree.
I was just like, what did they do? I was scared.
No.
Eventually. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. What other crazy things have we got ourselves into? I mean, the funniest thing with Brandy and I is that she knows what I'm thinking before I think it. And
true.
And she is like, it's like I'm a professional comedian and she is the best audience.
No.
She cracks up.
I do.
To the point where she can't breathe. And half the time I'm just laughing with her and I don't know exactly what triggered her, but it's like.
It's usually stupid.
It's usually something stupid.
And it's like just a comment she'll make under her breath or something like that that will just trigger me, and nobody has ever been able to make me laugh like that. My daughter Molly now
yeah.
can get me just like that too, but this one, I don't even know. Sometimes it would make no sense to anybody else, but it is gut laughter that I can't control.
It's the best.
And it's usually when you're not supposed to do it.
Yes.
There is a story.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because of that, off of that, we were at our family's, I don't even know if it was uncle or cousin, someone's funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Weddings, we've done it many times, too. Weddings are a little bit more appropriate.
Oh, we just did it last year at a wedding.
We did.
Oh, gosh.
Weddings and funerals when you're not supposed to be even talking, but the funeral's embarrassing because you're not supposed to be laughing, but at least the wedding is a happy thing. But usually, she'll do something or look at me during the ceremony or the service that I now can't stop laughing. And now you have to quietly laugh, but when you're hysterical, it makes it worse because then you're trying not to do it. Yeah. Then the tears come down. Mm-hmm. And then if I even look at it, back up. We used to get in trouble at the dinner table.
Yeah, I think that's where it started because we weren't allowed to laugh.
Laugh at the table.
You can't laugh at the table.
So there was a picture of that mom had that was like glass. And so if you could look through it, her face would be like all warped in it.
Distorted.
And I don't know why that would make me laugh. And so we would be laughing and then she would get mad at us for laughing.
Then we couldn't get down from the table until we stopped laughing.
Yeah.
And we could never stop laughing. So I think that started like
a long time ago
for us. Yeah.
But the weddings and the funerals were so bad. And really the funeral was the worst one when we were at I don't know. I want to say their name. I don't know. It was one of Dad's family members, but she was kicking me for me to stop laughing, and I wanted to tell her to stop. Like, don't look at me. Don't touch me. Don't do anything because it's the only way I can like compose myself. But every time she would even tap me, I would lose it more, and it is brutal to try to be mute when you're cracking up like that.
Yeah,
but it's always at the wrong time. I mean, we do it when it's a good time too, but usually the hardest laughs are the most inappropriate times. And it's not that we're laughing at anything. It might be that somebody's hair looks funny from behind.
It might just be like, or a tag sticking up. It doesn't have to be anything.
Stupid. It's like, I don't even know what it does that triggers it, but it happens a lot. So.
Yeah. So it's fun. We have a lot of fun together. We've traveled together with the kids.
Yes, we have.
And it was fun because we haven't really got into my whole connection with Italy, but it was fun to have Brandy come to Italy with me.
That was
for her first time. And
that was without kids.
That was with girlfriends, and it was so much fun. And just to share like that part of my life with her was so special. And
The one time when we traveled to Rhode Island.
With the kids.
I have three now, but I only had two at the time, and she had her two. But we had two of them were like under 2 years old, so they didn't need a seat. They were lap kids, and the other two had their seats, but we were, the two of us then had a kid on our lap, so we weren't really helpful to each other. When one had to go to the bathroom, or the other one, like you ended up now with. We had had stewardess help us, or flight attendants now, I don't know if that's the correct term, but they had to help us by holding our kid because we do have the little ones who need help to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It was so stressful. Like we made.
Well, and Brandy's very like, what type personality?
Type
like
A?
I'm a go with the flow, like spontaneous. And Brandy's very planned, very structured.
Very type A.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She is very not.
Yeah.
Not just then, but like every time she would travel to Orange County to my house.
Oh, yeah.
She'd bring the kids. No diapers. No snacks. Nothing.
Well, why would I need it when you have it?
Well, let's not forget that Luca is older than Mackenzie.
Oh, yeah.
So Luca's in bigger diapers, but she wouldn't bring diapers. So she's squeezing him into these diapers. And Kenzie was super tiny to boot. And then and Luca was kind of roly-poly-ish. So, I mean, the tabs barely touch on these diapers. But every time I was like, you didn't bring a diaper? I might have one in my center console.
Oh, my gosh.
It would give me so much anxiety.
Well, then my kids would just ask. They would just go direct to Auntie Brandy instead of asking me, like, Mom, I'm hungry, a snack, or whatever. Oh. They just knew Auntie Brandy would have everything.
Totally. I packed my diaper bag, like, the night before.
Me too.
And it was.
And you pack it, like, Costco. Yes.
I do. They're snacks. But then.
This stresses me out right now. It's so bad.
Well, yeah. Try living with it. But she, it's funny because she, I would, even if I knew, like, oh, I'm going to meet up with Charity, we're going to go to the restaurant with the kids or whatever, I then had four of everything because I knew she didn't have anything every single time.
So you see, she enabled it because I didn't need anything because she had it. Oh. And when I did, when you have your first kid, you like load up shop, right? You got everything and all the baby showers stock you up. By the time I had Logan, I would maybe throw a diaper and wipes in my purse. And that was it. No diaper bags.
But she kind of did that with Luca, so don't let her trick you.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe I got over it really quick.
Yeah.
It's a lot to lug around.
Yeah, I just did it all for you.
But she's still, like, I would go to, when the kids were in flag football or whatever, I would have a chair. Most of the time, I would forget water for them. Brandy still, like, even as the kids were in high school, she had the whole wagon. She had everything. She'd set up her canopy. Yep. I was just sitting in the sun. Like, it is so funny how different we are.
Well, and so that saying all that with how she just flies by the seat of her pants, she also is the one who Luca or Logan, one of the two, like they always say, don't potty train your kids when there's a change, like if you're going on vacation or there's a new baby or whatever. She gets a kid who potty trains himself when they went to Italy for a month. What? I'm like, why does
Logan
she get? Why does she get that kid?
Just two.
And, no way.
Yeah,
she's like, of course you get that.
Of course you get the kid who potty trains themselves. Yeah, that's how. Yes, how it works.
How lucky are you?
Oh, I was very, very lucky. And he never had an
accident. It's a good thing,
because after that, I know.
So it's unheard of, especially for a boy.
I know.
On vacation.
Yes.
No. It was on the airplane, and he said, Mom, Mommy, I have to go potty. And I was like,
what?
I'm thinking, no. So I go, okay, you want to go to the bathroom? Yeah. So we walk to the bathroom. He sits on the toilet, pees, comes back, and I said, Alex was like,
yeah.
He just went to the bathroom.
Not because she trained him. Let's be.
And then we were at dinner. We were at a beach house we had rented on an island. And he goes, Mommy, I have to go potty. And I said, okay, go. I literally just sent him in. And the toilets in Italy tend to be a little higher.
Yeah.
Climbs. I watched him. But he climbed up on the toilet, turned around, sat down, and peed. I was like, this is incredible.
Gosh. Actually,
anyway.
It doesn't shock me.
I know.
Does it?
So, anyways, all right. Well, do you have any last words? We're about to wrap
up. No, but I love you.
I love you too. And I'm gonna have you back.
Okay.
It wasn't that painful, was it?
No, but it does.
It's
make
fun.
Me a little nervous.
You did so good. Yeah, you were awesome.
You did.
You're
great.
The cutest sisters
ever. Thank
you. You guys.
Thank you. Love you too. All right, everybody. Well, that's not all. Next week we will be back. We'll be back. I don't even remember my tagline now. All right. Well, that was fun. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.